obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our suitor.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
Hallelujah. So let's go to Isaiah 60. Today's service is going to be a little bit of power, and there's all kinds of things included. Hallelujah. No. The verse 19. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. Again, for the Lord shall be thy everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Ooh, hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. 22. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong man. I, the Lord, I will hasten it. Hallelujah. So therefore, comma, no, begin for, put the 19 on. Something, just forever and ever, that song, just do a little something there for me. So, I'm talking to you for the last time about tracing the leadings of the Spirit from the Old Testament. Hallelujah. So when I told you that when the Bible speaks about sun and moon in one scripture, the best place to go to is Genesis. Because the moment the Bible talks about that, then you're having comparison. Okay? And the Bible says God made two great lights, the sun and the moon. The sun to give light by day and the moon to give brightness by night. And so, in the realm of celestial bodies, what I mean by that, heavenly bodies, the sun is the king in terms of brightness, the sun and the moon. And the realm of stars, there are stars that are brighter than another star. Hallelujah. So when the Bible talks about the sun and the moon, you're talking about brightness. When the Bible talks about light, you're talking about direction. You're talking about leadership. You're talking about knowledge. You're talking about revelation. You're talking about guidance. You're talking about being led by the Spirit, being led by God. So the Bible says that there is another body, there is another figure, there is another thing that gives light. And the light of the sun is not everlasting, because during the night, by virtue of the movement of the planetary bodies, the sun's light cannot reach the earth. That means there are particular seasons and there are particular times where the sun is still shining, but then the light of the sun cannot reach the target. So when the Bible talks about the fact that the sun will not be your light, and the moon will not be for brightness, and the Lord will be your everlasting light. It's talking about capacity not just to shine. It's talking about capacity to shine and the capacity to break through every kind of obstacle. We learned that the planetary bodies, they revolve, the planets, they revolve around the sun, right? That's what they told you in science. And so if the sun is not shining, it does not mean the sun is not shining. What does it mean? It means that the earth has been moved or something like that to a place that the rays of the sun cannot come. So that is what we have night and day. So by the time that is happening, then the moon also gets the opportunity for to give brightness or to reflect its light. Do you understand? So there are times or there are seasons that the sun is working all right, but the light, the direction of the sun, the leadership of the sun, there are certain seasons that it becomes very irrelevant. In the same way, the moon, the brightness of the moon right now, we are not using the moon, we are using the sun. So the moon has become irrelevant. Are we together in this place? So the light of the sun is not everlasting. The light of the moon is not everlasting. Praise the name of the Lord. Come on, hallelujah now. Now, so he says that, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light. Meaning that when we talk about the leadings of God, or we talk about God, He can give you leadership everlastingly. He can lead you everlastingly. So now, you would have to come to the point of understanding that God is not only capable of leading, He is capable of leading you in all seasons of life. God is able to lead you in all seasons of life. And He's not just capable of leading, He is willing to lead. If you can give Him access, what I mean by access is that if you can give Him your trust, if you can give Him your mind, that Lord, this life has its own tantrums, it has its own ups, it has its own downs and all of that. But then I'm going to put my trust in you, that I'm not going to use the sun, I'm not going to use the moon, I'm going to use the Lord. And if I'm going to subscribe to you, I know that I'm led everlastingly. No matter what happens in life, I can be rest assured that the light that I have, it does not go down. I'm led. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Say it one more time. I'm led. Say, I believe in the leadings of the Spirit. Come on, one more time. Say, I believe in the leading of the Spirit. So God is not just capable of leading. He is capable of leading in all seasons. I want you to understand that. He is capable of leading in all seasons. He is capable of leading in all times. No matter what happens, if you can subscribe, you know, you may be that high or you may be that low. You may be in the middle. You may be in the wilderness of your life. You may be in, you may be whatever place that you find yourself in. You know, you may be struggling with whatever, you may be joyful for whatever reason. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be happy, you may be sad, you may be mourning, you may be happy, joyful, whatever it is. The problem or the joy, that's not the issue. The issue is that there is a God that no matter the season that you find yourself in, no matter the time, highs or lows, He is capable of leading you in every angle, in every season of your life. So the sun gives light when all is well. The moon gives light when all is not well. But it's not one.
But there is one person, there is one being, there is one being that leads in every season. So I want you to leave church today with that assurance. First of all, with a heart commitment that you mention your name and you say, I am led. I subscribe to the leading of God. And he says that when the Lord is your everlasting light, what happens is that your God is your glory. My God is my glory. Over heart side. Now, the word glory in the Hebrew, it means your God is your weight. Your God is your weight. It means that your God is your honor. It means your God is your, what's the word now? He's your glory. The weight of your life now becomes God. In other words, your glory, your rejoicing, your gladness, your substance, your weight will be equal to the leadership of God. That means when you are led by God, when you subscribe to the leadings of God, it can never end in shame. The story can never be different. It is a leading that the end is already known. If you subscribe to the leading of God, the end is already known. And the end is glory. Oh, you are not here with me. The end is glory. The end is glory. So he says, what I mean by the fact that thy Lord is thy glory. Next verse now. Verse 20. What I mean by thy Lord is thy glory is that now your son, hallelujah, now your son. Now go to 19. Why are you talking about my son? 19, look at what he says in 19. The sun shall be no more thy light. My. So listen. Sit down. The sun shall be no more thy light. But when the Lord becomes your light, you have your own sun. I can teach on this thing for 24 hours. We'll be here. Listen, this is a serious thing. When you are led by God, when you are not led by God, when you are led by any other thing, you will not have your own life. You will not have your own life. It means that in this life, there is only one way by which you are able to arrive at your life. What I mean by that is this. Let's say there are people here, okay? There are some of you are very talented. You can sing, you can dance, you can play football, you can draw, you can do what again? Why you people not? Tell me something, you can do what again? Huh? You can paint, you can do what? Huh? You can code, you can do a lot of things. Yeah, you can cook. You can do all kinds of things. Then somebody tells you that the way you can cook, I think that you have to open a restaurant. Then another person too comes to say, the way you can dance, you have to be a dancer. Another person comes to say, the way you can paint, you have to be a painter. Now, at the end of the day, what should I become? Somebody say I should be a doctor. Somebody say I should be a nurse. Somebody say I should be a lawyer. Somebody say I should be a banker. Somebody say that I should be a pastor. There am I. I am a doctor. I am very, very okay. But then somebody says that, oh, don't you know that you can do this one? I can. So what should I do? So you see yourself, today you want to do this. Tomorrow you want to do this too. It's like a lot of things are calling you. Which one is the real deal? What is my own sun? What is my own sun? What is my own sun? What is my own moon? So that, because I know that to everything that has a maker, there is a purpose for its making. Anything that if you ever saw somebody using the microphone to brush, what do you think? Somebody said, I'm brushing my teeth. I'm brushing. So you are brushing with a microphone. The one that made the microphone knows that the purpose he gave the microphone is to be able to receive sound. Is able to receive sound. And when he receives the sound, by virtue of certain connections, then it's able to amplify the sound. So anything that has a maker has a purpose. You don't expect us to be carrying the chairs on our heads. What do you do with chairs? You sit on it. Whoever made this offering basket, offering box, is not expecting us to put Bible on it to be preached. Whoever made this lectern is not expecting us to use the lectern to receive offering. Praise the name of the Lord. And in the same way, the God that made us, the God that brought us into the world, the God that gave us as gifts to the world, definitely has a plan and a purpose. So in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, quickly, let's go. Is it 29:11? Yeah, 29:11. Am I preaching good this morning? Do you like the preaching? Or I should change the preaching? All right. Quickly. Look at that. He says, for I know the thoughts. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Every one of us here has a particular end. Now, that is what you call your purpose. You have a particular end. You have a particular destination in life. You may have been a biological mistake. Your father told you, I didn't even plan that you would come. Your mother will tell you, when I was pregnant with you, I nearly committed abortion. Some of us, they even did. But we are inside and we do like this, and then everything pass away. You understand what I'm talking about? You're living in this life and you don't even know what you want to do with your life. You just don't know. You are, think about it. What is life? Should I just get up, go to work? After work, come home, sleep, wake up, go to work again. And then they will tell me that, oh, there are 2 days off. So 2 days, I'm washing, I'm doing that. And that's all that life is about. I don't know if you have ever thought about that.
are just moving about. Then you wake up, you are going to work. After work, you come home. After home, you sleep. After sleep, you get up again. Like, that's all that life is about. You're just thinking that that's all life is about. No. No. Because if it's waking up, everybody can wake up. If it is going to work, everybody can go to work. It may not be the same work, but everybody can do something and get something out of it. And if it is coming back home at night, everybody can come back at home at night. If it's coming and sleeping, everybody can sleep. If it's waking up again, everybody can wake up again. But Lord, what is my expected end? So that I will not be involved with things I'm not supposed to be involved with. So that I will know when it is time to move from this state to another state. So that I will not delay when I have to move. And I will not rush when I have to stay. Because this life, there is a God. There is a God. One guy said he does not believe that there is a God. And everything came from nothing. Then I said, as you are talking to me, do you think that by the time you get to your home, you will see a dog standing on your bed? He says, how? You believe that more did your chain come by itself? So something as small and as little as a chain. Why do you go to shop to go and buy a phone? And not say that phone will appear from nowhere. There is an intelligent designer. And see how the world, the creation is in perfect harmony. We are not walking with our head. We're walking with our legs. See how God has shielded even our internal organs. The heart is not supposed to be exposed, so it has its own place. You look at your ribs and the organs that your rib protect from the back. You look at your spinal cord and that thing, the spinal cord actually is not even the bones. It's that thing which is inside, but that particular thing, it has to be coated so that it is not exposed to danger. Your marrows are coated with a hard substance that is called bones. Your teeth is coated with something that is called enamel. This is your eyes. There are certain veins, certain tissues and all of that in the eyeball that is not even supposed to be exposed to air and what have you. And God has, he's found a way of coating it. Such an intelligent designer. He did not give you four legs. He didn't give you two heads. The Bible says that to everything he gave a body. He gave a befitting body. Such an intelligent designer. You go through Genesis and you'll find how he narrates creation. He does not make trees until he had cleared the land. If he had made man, if the first thing to be made was man, where would man stay? So after he was done with everything, then he says, now let us make man. It's time for us to make man so that when man comes, he'll have a place to stay. Such an intelligent design. You don't think, and you don't want to think, that such an intelligent designer will make you and not have a reason for your making. You don't expect that. And he said, I know. That means I am not ignorant. I'm aware of my thinking towards you. I'm speaking to somebody now. Your mother may have his own thought about you. Everybody may have. But God says,
I am thinking about, I have thoughts. I have thoughts. I have plans concerning your life. And the plans and the thoughts concerning your life is supposed to come together to be able to bring you to that expected end. I'm not an accident. Some of you are not in this place now. Say it again. I am not an accident. I am not an accident. Yeah. You may have heard all kinds of stories about your life. You may have gone through all kinds of things. But I'm telling you, there is an expected end for your life. Your mother cannot say, they can say, I want the best for you. Your father can say, I want the best for you. But do you actually know the best for me? The best for me can only come from the one who can travel to the end. So if you want the best for me, all that you're going to do is that you're going to make insinuations. You are going to make all kinds of guessworks and all of that. But God, he doesn't guess. God does not guess. No, God does not guess. He does not do guesswork with our lives. He knows. That's what he says. Look at that. He says, for I know, not I guess. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. And look at that. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you. To give you. To deliver to you. To give to you. To give to you. Look at that. An expected end. Next verse. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. There are divine thoughts concerning my life. Brothers and sisters, I know you think about your life. I know your mother think about your life. There are parental thoughts. There are self-thoughts. There are friendly thoughts. There are companion thoughts. There are wife thoughts. There are husband thoughts. There are all kinds of thoughts. But there is just this particular kind of thought that is able to deliver to you, that is able to give you an expected end. If you are led by God, you will not get it wrong. If you are led by God, you will not get it wrong. If you are led by Kolebo Shavaya, and he is willing, he is capable, 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 he is willing, he is capable. Sit down now. Let's go back to the Isaiah. Let me wrap up. Let me close now. The Isaiah 60. So he says, I know. It's not a guesswork. I know. Balakoneva satire. I know. I'm not guessworking with your life. No, I know. You know why? I know my life is not an accident. Because there's a divine plan concerning my life. Hey. There are divine thoughts concerning my life. There are divine thinkings. There are divine thinkings concerning my life. He said he knows. And I believe him. I know that he knows. I know that he knows. I know that. Hey. Skapalagade. Oh, Lego Scapala Gavahaya. Scopala di Ascente. Ayayayayaya. This is why I believe that I will not die prematurely. This is why I believe that a man born of a woman cannot take my life. This is why I believe I cannot end up anyhow. There are divine thoughts to my life. And I subscribe to the leadings. To the leadings. To the leader.
The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness the moon by night. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. I want you to give somebody a high five. Say it will end well. Come on, say it will end well. Say, I know it will end well. Come on, a very big high five. Tell them it will end well. Kula bahataya, shaba baba baba ketelebo, reketele bekataya, felebo shafata la bahaya. Look at that next verse. Thy son shall no more go down. Thy son shall no more go down. Thy son shall no more go down. Perpetual leadings in the name of Jesus. And thy moon shall not withdraw. It shall not withdraw itself. For the Lord again shall be your everlasting light. Perpetual leadings. My sun doesn't go down. My moon doesn't withdraw its brightness. I am a beautiful story about to be told. I'm a glorious story about to be told. I'm a wonderful story about to be told. In the name of Jesus, take a very good look at me. Take a very good look at me. I'm a glorious story. I'm a wonderful story. Oh, I'm a story of His grace. I'm a story of His blessing. I'm led. Kulasko parade. Shava dia kobo lobo sahaya. Your two hands up. I want you to pray. Father, I trust in you. I trust in you. I have not come this far to be disgraced. I subscribe to the leadings of the Spirit. I subscribe to the leadings of the Spirit. I want you to pray like you mean it. Kabbalah Masata Kabbalah. I know I'm not going to end anyhow. It is to the expected end. 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 Come on. It is to the expected end. It is to the expected end. It is to the expected end. Oh, I know you are taking me to the expected end as I'm led by the Spirit. 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 I'm led. 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 I'm led.
Abiano, 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 Abiano. Velegados, Fandelebos, Kelebragava, Telemonos, Balagadia Setelebeha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawom, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Kobayi. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.